Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of typhoid fever found under the infectious disease section at MedBullets.com. Let's begin with a clinical snapshot. A 10-year-old boy presents to the emergency room for lightheadedness, fever, and diarrhea. His dad recently traveled to Vietnam on business and returned a few days ago. Since then, the boy has had a low-grade fever, chills, malaise, anorexia, and non-bloody diarrhea. On further questioning, the dad remembered a recent bout of diarrhea for which he had not been treated. On physical exam, the boy has rose spots on his trunk. He also has abdominal tenderness and hepatomegaly. He is started on intravenous fluids and antibiotics. Let's continue with an introduction to typhoid fever. As a reminder, Salmonella typhi is classified as a flagellated, non-lactose fermenting, gram-negative rod. It is an endotoxin-producing bacteria, and it is transmitted via the fecal-oral route. Conditions that are associated include typhoid fever. Prevention is with vaccines, which are recommended prior to traveling to endemic areas. The oral live-attenuated vaccine is given in patients 6 years of age or older. The parenteral vaccine containing the VI capsular polysaccharide is given to patients 2 years of age or older. In terms of the epidemiology, there is a high incidence in places of poor sanitation. It is seen commonly in India, China, Southeast Asia, and Africa. Demographically, it is seen in travelers and in children. Risk factors include travel to endemic areas. In terms of the pathogenesis, this is inactivated by gastric acids, so a large inoculum is required. It crosses the intestinal epithelium tract through invasion of Peyer Patch's M cells, and the bacteria then spreads via lymphatics and the bloodstream, and it may colonize the gallbladder in chronic carriers. Moving on to the presentation, symptoms may include a fever lasting several days, constipation initially, a non-bloody diarrhea later, abdominal pain, malaise, and anorexia. On exam, one may note a fever, a relative bradycardia, a pink macular rash that spreads from the trunk to the extremities and may demonstrate rose spots, abdominal tenderness, hepatosplenomegaly, and signs of dehydration. In terms of further studies, one should perform a culture of the blood or the stool. And when making the diagnosis, remember that this is based on clinical presentation and laboratory studies. In terms of the differential, make sure to think about Shigella infection, which will present with bloody diarrhea. With regards to treatment, remember that antibiotics can increase the duration of gastrointestinal symptoms, but are still recommended to prevent complications and relapse, and the choice of antibiotics should be guided by local resistance patterns. Conservative options include supportive care. This is indicated for all patients, and it includes rehydration and correction of any electrolyte imbalances. Medical options include fluoroquinolones. This is indicated as first line for all patients. Specific drugs include ciprofloxacin and ofloxacin. Another option is azithromycin. This is indicated if there is resistance or intolerance of fluoroquinolones. And lastly, complications related to typhoid fever include intestinal perforation, which is a cause of mortality. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to typhoid fever, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 21-year-old man presents to the physician with complaints of fever and non-bloody diarrhea for the past 3 days, after a week of constipation. He and his family recently returned from a summer spent in New Delhi, visiting relatives. Physical exam reveals abdominal tenderness and a pink macular rash extending from his trunk to his upper arms. His vital signs are a temperature of 99.7, blood pressure of 120 over 72, pulse of 85, and respirations are 16. Which of the following drugs would be most effective in treating this patient's condition? And the answer choices are: choice 1, ciprofloxacin; choice 2, metronidazole; choice 3, oral rehydration solution; choice 4, oral vancomycin; or choice 5, penicillin. The best answer to this question is choice 1, ciprofloxacin. This patient's presentation of fever, abdominal pain, and a pink macular rash over his trunk and upper body is characteristic of typhoid fever, which can be treated with fluoroquinolones. Typhoid fever is caused by Salmonella typhi, a gram-negative rod that is transmitted through the fecal-oral route and disseminates hematogenously. Symptoms of typhoid fever include a fever lasting several days, constipation initially followed by non-bloody diarrhea, abdominal pain, malaise, and anorexia. Physical exam is notable for a pink macular rash that spreads from the trunk to the extremities. Treatment of typhoid fever includes fluoroquinolones as the first-line drug and azithromycin in cases of resistance or intolerance of fluoroquinolones. Supportive care includes rehydration as well as correction of any electrolyte imbalances. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 2. Metronidazole is used to treat mild Clostridium difficile infection, as well as protozoal gastrointestinal and vaginal infections. Choice 3. Oral rehydration solution is used as a treatment for severe dehydration, such as in the setting of severe diarrhea. Oral rehydration solution may alleviate dehydration caused by the diarrhea, but given this patient's stable vital signs, oral rehydration is not necessary. This patient requires medical treatment to address a Salmonella typhi infection. Choice 4. Oral vancomycin is the first-line treatment for Clostridium difficile infection, which presents with multiple episodes of watery diarrhea, along with lower abdominal pain, fever, and leukocytosis during or shortly after starting antibiotics. Choice 5. Penicillin is the treatment of choice for streptococcal infection, which can cause scarlet fever, and presents with a high fever, sore throat, and a pink sandpaper-like rash. This patient has a pink macular rash that is similar to that seen in scarlet fever, but his lack of tonsillopharyngitis preceding the rash, along with his diarrhea, makes scarlet fever a less likely diagnosis. Finally, a bullet summary. Fluoroquinolones are used to treat cases of typhoid fever caused by Salmonella typhi. That's all for this review about typhoid fever. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here, on the MedBullets Step 2 and 3 podcast.